Black Notice by Patricia Cornwell.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. Revelation chapter 16, verse 4. Chapter 1. The late morning blazed with blue skies and the colors of fall, but none of it was for me. Sunlight and beauty were for other people now, my life stark and without song. I stared out the window at a neighbor raking leaves and felt helpless, broken, and gone. Benton's words resurrected every awful image I had repressed. I saw beams of light picking out heat-shattered bones in soggy trash and water. Shock rocked me again when confusing shapes turned into a scorched head with no features and clumps of sooty silver hair. I was sitting at my kitchen table sipping hot tea that Senator Frank Lord had brewed for me. I was exhausted and light-headed from storms of nausea that had sent me fleeing to the bathroom twice. I was humiliated, because beyond all things I feared losing control, and I just had. "I need to rake the leaves again," I inanely said to my old friend. "December 6th, and it's like October. Look out there, Frank. The acorns are big, have you noticed? Supposedly that means a hard winter. But it doesn't even look like we're going to have winter. I can't remember if you have acorns in Washington."